way to openly support him. But you know what? They supported him in the voting booth. And that's what all of you people didn't understand. A lot of people supported Trump, but they were afraid. They're even your friends, but they were afraid to tell you they supported him. And you know what? When they went to the voting booth, they voted for him.
Just remember, everything's beautiful. And live every day to the fullest. Just enjoy everything you possibly can.
Folks, I hope you had a wonderful Independence Day celebration. I'm just going to call it the Independence Weekend. That's what it feels like. We have really been through so much together. This battle for freedom continues to this day. It appears that we are getting closer to some relief. This update is filled with a lot of laughter today to help us through, but also carries a message of heaviness for some that have been through difficult situations, especially in the military with the jab. I'll share that with you with somebody who went through a lot, but there's some encouragement there. And also just to remember the pandemic and what they've done to us, and also cover the importance of saving our children. That's what it's really all about. So here we go.
Together we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right. And what they know is true. On this day, 243 years ago, our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to declare independence and defend our God-given rights. We will never forget that we are Americans, and the future belongs to us. The spirit of American independence will never fade, never fail, but will reign forever and ever and ever. To every citizen throughout our land, have a glorious Independence Day. Have a great 4th of July.
How about that? I just love that Dan Scavino posted that. So encouraged. I mean, we had some great times, right, when President Trump was actively showing himself, and we had these July 4th celebrations. I remember taking my family into D.C. for a July 4th celebration. I believe it was 2018, and we watched just amazing turn of events, aircraft from all different times of history. And we were just around patriots, and it was wonderful. And I saw this out of Idaho. They banned crosses for the 4th of July parade, but actually look what happened. Look at that. So if you're listening in, what's happening is just about every other person is carrying a cross for this parade, and they're even wearing them on their shirts. That's how you do it right there. You're like, oh, really? You're banning the cross? Yeah, well, what are you going to do to us? We're going to carry our cross through the parade. That's how you do it, folks. You know, you guys think that you can cause all kinds of problems for us on the enemy side. Well, you've seen a wakened up nation. And this right here is proof that folks are fighting back. They've had enough. Imagine, you know, maybe during the Obama years, if they would have done this, right? They would have probably been too nervous, maybe a little bit hesitant to come out there with the crosses, knowing the dictatorship that he placed over all of us, forcing us to accept all types of immoral activity and more. But now I just think most folks are starting to wake up to it all. And we had Dan Scavino Jr. posting the Happy Independence Day message from the United States Marine Corps that was placed on social media. He posted it at 1349, which is 149. If you go to 149 on the actual cue board, folks, there's no coincidences. It just seems like everything mathematically adds up. You'll notice that 149 on the cue board has the freedom.png file, the freedom.png file, which is the United States flag. That is absolutely brilliant and amazing. And of course, you guys know they've been going after our president, calling him a convicted felon, right? But we're voting for a convicted felon this November. You can notice, if you'll notice on your screen, somebody's actually wearing one of our shirts. We've got different colors available, and I just love the fact that we continue to see folks calling in or going on our website, amweknow.com, and they are purchasing these particular shirts, and I think that it's absolutely brilliant. And so I wanted to show you another clip just to remind you.
If the left can slap Hillary Clinton on the wrist for making up lies about Trump and Russia colluding, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon.
Yep, that's right. So all these messages, they're working, they're getting out to many, and if you guys haven't heard, even old Kamala, right, might be making her way into the boardroom to run the country, right, supposedly in this movie that we're watching. Check out what happened when President Trump, the convicted felon, was on a golf course recently.
Oh, Mark, how did I do with the debate the other night?
Oh, fantastic. Amazing.
Kicked that old broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bad guy. He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep, I got him out of the race. Wow. And that means we have Kamala. Uh-oh. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, so as we go through this, just notice what he continues to put out on to all of us to let us know, basically, in a nutshell, on the golf course with Barron next to him about Kamala taking over.
So, I just can't imagine.
But can you imagine that guy with dealing with Putin and the president of China, who's a fierce person? He's a fierce man.
Right.
Very tough guy, and they see them. They probably they can't. But they just announced he's probably quitting.
Good.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Just keep knocking him out. Right?
How about that, huh? They just announced that he's probably quitting. Wow, hearing it straight from President Trump. And of course, he had a message with Happy 4th of July, and I'm going to show you a clip that Dan Scavino even posted about Kamala now that this information might be leaking out. Happy 4th of July to all, including to our highly incapable president who uses prosecutors to go after his political opponent, who choked like a dog during the debate but tried to pretend it was international travel, only 12 days rest. And when that gig was up, he blamed it on a cold. Therefore, why would anyone say he's cognitively challenged? Also, respects to our potentially new Democrat challenger, Kamala Harris. She did poorly in the Democrat nominating process, starting out at number two and ending up defeated and dropping out even before getting to Iowa. But that doesn't mean she's not a highly talented politician. Just ask her mentor, the great Willie Brown of San Francisco. Someone else that I have to compliment is a deranged Biden prosecutor named Jack Smith, who has become a legend in his own mind for all of those cases that he's lost. The corrupt prosecutors are working hard for Crooked Joe, but it will never be enough. Make America great again. Here's a message.
Elections matter. And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for.
U.S. crude oil prices hitting a new seven-year high.
A wave of smash-and-grab robberies in California and nationwide.
They got what they asked for.
We just have this jobs report.
Whoa. I see 194,000. That is real low.
A stark reminder of what defeat really looks like.
They got what they asked for.
The Russians are moving towards decapitating Ukraine.
Shortages will unfortunately be with us again.
This would not happen if President Trump was in the White House.
Oh, yeah. They're getting their messaging out, and it is working brilliantly for all of us to see. I tell you what, with this announcement with Kamala, check out what happened with this post from Trump's take on Kamala.
So back to Biden, I'm interested. So you think he's failing? He obviously is failing. I think it's clear to everybody. But that would make Kamala Harris the candidate?
Well, not really. I mean, I guess they'd have maybe a free-for-all. A lot of people say she has to remain for certain reasons the candidate. She has to. I don't think that's true, actually. I don't think that other people would stand for it. She has some bad moments. Her moments are almost as bad as his. I think his are worse, actually.
Yeah. But she seems pretty senile, too.
She speaks in rhyme. It's weird. It's weird. But she has bad moments. And
in rhyme? What do you?
Well, the way she talks, the bus will go here and then the bus will go there because that's what buses do. It's weird. The whole thing is weird. This is not a president of the United States future. And I think they probably have some kind of a primary and other people will get involved.
Newsom, right?
I mean, could be. I mean, you know, I always got along well with him, believe it or not. But could be him, could be somebody else.
The bus will go here, the bus will go there, the bus will go just about anywhere. I love it. On a side note, just wanted to let you know, Santa Surfing posted, winning Judge Mershon suggests Trump felony sentencing may no longer be necessary after the Supreme Court immunity ruling. Boy, it just keeps getting better and better. Aren't you loving this? Just absolutely amazing. Let's see, is anybody else freaking out about Kamala, or maybe on a positive side, saying they better pick Kamala or else? Well, check out this from Stephen A. Smith, interview with the delegate Areva Martin. She warns that black women will blow the party up if Democrats choose a white man over Kamala.
First of all, Stephen, who are we agreeing? There's a long list of Democrats, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, the list goes on and on and on. You've named four or five people. Where is their consensus? You've got to build consensus. And there is not consensus right now. If you pick a white man over Kamala Harris, black women, I can tell you this, we're going to walk away. We're going to blow the party up. If you pick the black woman.
Where are you going to walk away to, Areva? Where are you going to walk away to? You're going to walk away. You ain't going to walk away to Trump.
Somebody over Kamala Harris. So where are we getting agreement from on who this ideal Democratic candidate should be? Tell me that. Nobody's told me who it should be. And then tell me how you're going to get the 4,000 delegates, which I am one of them. I'm a delegate coming from California. So who's going to step out? One, tell Joe Biden you got to step aside. Because you all, everybody's not being mature about this process. Joe Biden is not just the president. There's a whole team of people. There's an administration. So if Joe Biden, when he gets reelected, which my prediction is that he will, he brings with him Kamala Harris, the most diverse administration in the history of this country. Y'all need to just stay the course. We got more black judges appointed under Joe Biden than anyone, even President Barack Obama.
That is not the point because we're not, once again, hold on, Areva. We're not.
I don't know anything about sports, but I know you don't give up on your star player in the middle of a game.
Okay, excuse me. Time out. Let me explain to you. I can give you a host of examples of when teams have given up on a star player that has gotten a bit too old and beyond his prime. It happens in sports all the time, not just with coaches, but also with not just with players, but also with coaches and also with executives. That's absolutely not true.
You tell me why every Democratic primary that has taken place between the time Democratic primary started this year until today, Joe Biden has won those primaries. If all of these Democrats wanted someone other than Joe Biden to be the candidate on the ballot in 2024, they had an opportunity before June of 2024 to make that a reality. And I don't know about all those sports figures that's been changed in games. I'm going to take your word for that. But I bet you they weren't almost at the finish line when you decided let's change them out. We are almost at the finish line. We have an opportunity to save this democracy.
Areva,
and I bet you blow up Joe Biden, you might as well give Donald Trump the keys to the White House and let him start ruling the country in August.
Oh, yeah. Let him start ruling the country in August. Would that be something if they overturned the 2020 election it all happens before this election and he just happens to step in. Of course, I don't think that's going to happen. They would never allow that to happen. But, you know, we're watching a movie. Actors are going to act and, you know, it's going to all play out the way it's supposed to. But it sure is great to have an Independence Day weekend. And speaking of actors will act, I just kind of have this reminder from a great, great skit put together by Hunter's Blend Coffee, who's been taking care of us recently. And I wanted you to see, once again, one of the greats that they put together.
47 years ago, give or take a couple hundred, everyone in the colonies drank tea. But after the Boston Tea Party, that was considered unpatriotic. In fact, in a letter to his wife, John Adams wrote, "Tea must be universally renounced. I must be weaned, and the sooner, the better." Well, Mr. President, we couldn't agree more. Just like you, we like our coffee black and our tea in the harbor. So today here at Hunter's Blend Coffee, we're going to demonstrate to you how to make a proper cup of tea. First of all, you need to get some water. Then, add in all your tea. Then, add a wee bit of gas to your proper tea. Then, preheat your tea. Then, let freedom ring.
Oh, yeah, and that leads me into needing a cup of coffee today. Check this out.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster, so from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that your morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said, "It's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. We really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company." Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today.
I think Trump should try to top the Democrats with his VP because they love having like the first.
Right, the first black. We had Kamala, however you want to say it. They love having diversity, right? The first black woman, right? The first female of color, of Indian black color, whatever you want to say. So we are going to top the Democrats, and we are going to have the first of many kinds. We got the resume right here. We're going to have the most diverse vice president of all time. We are going to have the first albino, ambidextrous, autistic, asexual, non-binary, anorexic, neurodivergent, blind, deaf, mute, bipolar, Chinese, Native American, very queer, gender fluid, trans, quadriplegic, plus size, birthing person of color. It's going to be the first one, right? Nobody's done it. Nobody's done it. Nobody could do it. Nobody could do it.
Nobody can contend with these nicknames he comes up with. He'll come up with one nickname, and the next day that candidate is just dead in the water.
How about that? So, oh, man, that leads us back to Kamala Harris. MSDNC even jumped on with Newsweek commentary. Why the Kamala Harris person, whoever that is, behind that mask, should be the nominee for president 2024. Huh.
But we have to have a candidate that can push back and call BS on that stuff. There's too much at stake here. And you could poke holes in his arguments left and right, but the president was not able to do it. And again, I love him. But somebody I think like Kamala Harris, I think would be in that position. She would kick Trump's rear end in a debate. We've got the choice issue hanging out there. There's so much at stake. In this election, we for women especially, but we saw the Chevron decision. We just saw the immunity decision. I mean, the Supreme Court literally flipped the Constitution on its head. Now we lose that Senate. If we lose the presidency, every federal court is going to have a Clarence Thomas there. Every U.S. attorney across the United States is going to have one of these radical federalists prosecuting people. That's a scary situation. So we can't hesitate here. We've got to be decisive.
Is that right? We have to be decisive. Because if we don't make a change, if we don't prevent President Trump from getting in, we're actually going to have real judges who are going to make real decisions for the freedom of our country. We can't have Clarence Thomas in every single place throughout the United States. No, no, no. We need folks who are going to continue to destroy our country. Yeah. You know, we need somebody that is going to destroy our country in taxes, and we don't need President Trump in there. He's going to stop the income tax. No, no, we can't. We can't do that. We need more folks to rule over, judge the people, destroy them, and more, especially on independence time frame. We need to get this message out. Kind of reminds me of this guy who went for a run. He had a great message for us all, just to remind us the tyranny we used to be under, and kind of grew a little bit bigger today, didn't it?
Oh, man, I'm excited. It's July the 3rd. It is Independence Day Eve. Can you believe that in 1776, we declared independence from England over a 2% tax on tea? That's right. Independence. So we went out and we bought some fireworks and paid 7.5% sales tax. And tomorrow we're going to shoot them mugs. And we're off work from our jobs where we pay 35% income tax. And we get to work. And we get to use the gas in our vehicles that we pay 40% tax on just to go back and forth to work. Man, it's great being free and independent. Happy Independence Day, folks.
Boy, what a message. Yeah, at first I played this. I thought, man, this is making me tired. This guy's running. I don't know if I want to hear it. But then he brought up some really good points. Man, we declared independence from England over 2% tax on tea. And then today we're just happy, you know, moving along. Well, not really happy, but we're paying our 35% income tax and 40% tax on gas. And, you know, we're just so excited. And President Trump, of course, shows up last week and he says, you know what, I'm going to get rid of income tax. We're going to start throwing some tariffs on these folks bringing their stuff in. Boy, wouldn't that be amazing? Speaking of all this money, the money issues and more, I had a great time to talk with Dr. Kirk Elliott. And we released this video on Tuesday. Got into a lot of big issues that are going on throughout our world. Article 1, Section 10 equals gold and silver is money. Japan sold $10 billion in gold. And man, there's some weird things happening in Japan. They actually have some new currency now. And I've heard that it's going to be backed like by XRP. I don't know if you guys saw that. Pretty interesting. But anyway, Dr. Kirk Elliott gave his testimony and more. It was pretty amazing to hear his updates. We got another one coming up this Sunday, just to let you know. And we've got that already done and in the box ready for you. But you can go to amwenow.com/gold. If you guys want to learn about precious metals and more, it's pretty cool. Check this out.
The rest of the world because of all of our debt. And so we then have to figure out with Holy Spirit empowered wisdom, it's like, how do we navigate through this? Mm. You know, when we can't change politics, we can't change Putin's mind. We can't change Xi's mind in China. But right. You know what? We can identify what's happening and act accordingly. And that's what all of the stuff that I'm seeing is detrimental to America moving forward. But it could be very prosperous in the sense to our retirement plans if you identify those trends and you act in the opposite spirit, so to speak, in the spirit of humility rather than a spirit of pride. Get rid of some of the things that everybody's going into because of greed and go into something that's just a safe haven investment. That's, I think, what's going to save people's bacon moving forward.
Of course, we had the precious metals, you know, silver's been going up here pretty significantly over the past year, if you look at those trends. And we moved our IRA over to silver last year. And man, we're just so happy because we know that that's solid and it's holding weight. So anyway, pretty good information for all of us, especially when you live in the land of old Biden. Check out this amazing meme put together.
I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
When I get knocked down, you got to get back up. And so he knows he was knocked down, kind of admitting, you know, the day after his knockdown from that debate. And they said a lot of folks are joking around saying, you know, the drugs that they gave him for that debate, they kicked in a day late, and all of a sudden he had all this energy, whoever this guy is. I mean, look at his mask. It's so perfect. Hardly any wrinkles. I mean, they made another quick mask, and his eyes are deep down inside that mask, and he's out there screaming and having just a good old time. And of course he gets knocked down, falls down, he gets up again, falls off his bike, falls down the stairs going up to the aircraft and more. I mean, folks, we have watched just the destruction of our country day after day, but we're watching many victories happen. I mean, the commercials are coming out left and right. Dan Scavino Jr. dropped this one as a reminder for folks out there.
America is back.
Highest inflation rate in the
U.S. Is a pop.
Southern border is collapsing.
The steady climb of COVID infections.
We amplify our power. We summon the new strength.
This is a recruitment ad.
Should we be embarrassed?
Diplomacy is back.
Now the Taliban are back.
Kabul is not in an imminent threat environment.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
They own the whole country now, the Taliban.
The Taliban are now in complete control of Afghanistan. Complete chaos.
How did President Biden get this so wrong?
Well, first of all, the mission hasn't failed yet.
If this isn't failure, what does failure look like exactly?
Biden, you destroyed not Afghanistan, but the world!
I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnate.
Do I bear responsibility? Zero responsibility.
China is ready for friendly relations with the Taliban.
I feel like I'm going to slip in the door and they're in the Taliban and they're
going to
come and kill
us. Slow down, everybody.
We have to ask the Taliban for permission for American citizens to leave. True or not true?
They are in control.
I can't think of anyone better to lead this operation than
they're just chanting death to America.
And you call yourself the president?
Woof. So that plays out each day. And of course, we're watching and learning and growing in all of this. And I tell you, there's some positive stuff continuing to play out for many to see. Here's a clip that many, of course, are not going to see on mainstream media, but I want you to pay close attention to what Putin says when asked about Trump's plan to stop the war in Ukraine.
Well, you know, the fact that Mr. Trump, as a presidential candidate, says that he's ready and wants to stop the war in Ukraine, we take that very seriously. Well, I haven't seen his ideas on how exactly he's going to do that, and that is the key question. But I have no doubt that he says that sincerely, and we support that.
We support that. We support what? We support the fact that he wants to stop the war in Ukraine. Is that right? 3 to 4 July 2024.
Take that very seriously.
Tell you what. Something strange is going on. The messaging is starting to take hold of many. And if you flip it over to the Ukraine side, you look at Zelensky, this actor, this puppet. Remember, these guys take their money, they pocket it. As a matter of fact, his wife just bought one of the most expensive cars in the world, I believe worth $4 or $5 million. And then they've got these mansions built all over the world. And their generals have these giant $5 million mansions and more. And, you know, they just take this money, they pocket it, go out and have a good time, and then they purport to all of us and make it look like everything's real. But, man, you can imagine what these folks are actually up to. You can see the fear in Zelensky. in his eyes after watching Biden have a catastrophic debate performance. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter showed us this. He sees the writing on the walls. His access to the billions of dollars is looking to dry up quickly, and he knows it. Notice how he immediately mentions United States aid after Trump. It's not just the Democrat Party or the media that is panicking. It's the entire world money fraud system.
Say, it doesn't depend on me.
Did you watch the debate?
Yes, I watched. I watched the debate. So, first and foremost, I want to say, I don't know, maybe it would be out of tune to what we see in the US media, but I watched. And, like, we are not electing the president of the US. So I didn't look at the incumbent president and the former president. I looked at them in terms of Ukraine.
President Trump said he'll end the war before he's elected.
Yeah, I heard
that. What do you make of that?
Я скажу честно.
Let me be frank. For example, well, the decision is on U.S. public. But let me just have some reasoning. Yes. So let us imagine that the winner might be Trump in November. And he knows how to end the war. He has a plan. Me, as the president of a country at war, not a theoretical person, but a real-life person, I would like to be prepared. Well, we are 40 millions, we're a big country, and we really depend on the aid from the world, and we depend on the aid and the position and the stance of the U.S. So I would like to understand, what would it mean to finish war fast? Tomorrow, do we want the war to be over tomorrow? We didn't, the war didn't to start. It was Putin who started it. But how can you agree that it would be fair? If Trump knows how to end this war, he should tell us today. Because if there are risks to Ukraine's independence, if there are risks that we will lose the statehood, we want to be prepared for this. We want to understand whether in November we will have the powerful support of the US or we'll be all alone.
Hi, man, these things just keep adding up. Let us imagine that the winner might be Trump in November, he says. And he knows how to end the war. He has a plan. Me as a president, I would like to be prepared. We really depend on the aid from the world and the position and the stance of the US. I'd like to understand what it means to finish the war fast. Trump knows how to end this war. He should tell us all today. Be nice if he'd tell him today, right? He'd let him step back in and run the country and make sure that the world's taken care of. But, of course, this movie has to continue to play out for all to see. If you want to see more about all the things that we're reporting, more information about us and how this is playing out for many, simply head over to our website, andweknow.com, folks. Amazing website. Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You can see that we have all of our videos listed there. Our partners, you can go shopping. All of our videos, you can see here, fellowship members, our AUK merch. Subscribe to our newsletter by simply putting your name and email there. You'll receive updates from us when our videos are done and uploaded. We've got our podcast listed for audio, thepatriotlight.com, or other website. The showcase. And of course, if you forgot some of our partners, you know, like Parker Pastures or EMF Protection, Core Health Labs, Dr. Shockley, Immune Support, Hunter's Blend Coffee, and more, just head out to our website, scroll down, and you'll find them and just click on those links and you'll be able to get your products and help us out too. Absolutely amazing how this is put together for all of you. And amazing also would be the products that we continue to put out for you. Of course, this Independence Day weekend is a perfect time to get our new AUK Waving Flag t-shirt. That's right, the Waving Flag t-shirt. So we took our logo, and on that stick that the man holds up, You can see that there's an American flag placed inside of that. We have that for you. Many are grabbing that, so we appreciate that. You have the sweatshirts, the hoodies, the accessories, the tees, the tanks, the hats, and so many more products for you to grab, wear proudly, and folks walk up to you and say, hey, I watched that show too, and you've got a new friend. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. Well, folks, the chemtrail ban bill in Tennessee is working pretty good. The 3 days into this, since the state of Tennessee banned the stratospheric aerosol injections in their skies, spraying of chemicals, the online chemtrail groups have lit up. Thousands of people are reporting clear, deep blue skies and no trails anywhere to be seen in Tennessee. Many also saying their allergies have gotten better. Another member noted an uptick of insects and birds showing up. Will other American states ban it too? Check this out.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Dr. Denise Sibley. I'm an internal medicine physician from Johnson City, Tennessee. I've been treating patients for 35 years. I support this bill, and I refer to it as the Atmospheric Protection Act. Several states besides our own, including New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Kentucky, Connecticut, Iowa, and South Dakota, are involved in actions to protect their atmosphere as well. Cloud seeding has been recognized since 1965 in Maryland and 1967 in Pennsylvania, both in our own TCA 58-2-116, which specifically mentions legal weather modification in our state, and in the 44-page White House June 2023 congressionally mandated report regarding the framework for governmental past, present, and future weather modification through solar radiation modification using stratospheric aerosol injection, marine cloud brightening, and cirrus cloud thinning. There's no doubt that weather modification is taking place within our state. These actions of intentional manipulation of the atmosphere produce pollution and unintentional consequences that affect the health of our citizens, the safety of our water supply, our soil viability and crop production, the ecosystem survival, the precipitation extremes with flooding and drought, climate variability and extremes, and disruption of the economy. The spraying of sulfur dioxide is identified as causing acid rain, known to be detrimental to the health of humans, causing respiratory diseases such as asthma and worsening lung disease, as well as acidifying the water supply and soil. In addition, heavy metals have been detected in rainwater samples in Tennessee from 2017 from Clarksville, Tennessee, that contain dangerous substances such as strontium, barium, aluminum, and sulfur. And we are in the process of obtaining new water samples in our area in East Tennessee as well.
How about that? So we've talked about this before. Of course, she mentioned barium and aluminum, and I've showed this to you, but in case you need a reminder, if you look at barium, B-A, and you look at aluminum, A-L, what are they spraying on us? Baal. Just like Baal worship. Satanic, demonic particles destroying our lives day in and day out. Once praised for the world's highest vaccination rate, Portugal now records highest excess deaths. That's reported June 29, 2024, fact checked. Many people have been affected. Of course, we had Australian TV the other day. We showed you a clip, and I'm going to show you another one here, compilation of many who are waking up in Australia.
Some want to ask, like, when will there actually be a proper acknowledgement by the government as to actual vaccine injury? My life changed on September 10, 2021. Within 2 hours, I started having an adverse reaction to Pfizer. I've now been bedbound pretty much for 2.5 years. I slip between the cracks. I'm under the care of a neurologist, 2 gastroenterologists, a cardiologist. I fundamentally got long-haul COVID from the vaccine.
And they gave me the needle. Within 5 minutes, my head nearly blew off my body. My face went bright red. My vision was impaired. I couldn't hear. My feet went numb. My hands went numb. I had paresthesia all over my body. And from that minute, my hair started falling out. I could hardly walk. For the next 3 years, it's 3 years on the 15th of May this year since I had that Pfizer shot. It has ruined my life.
My question to you is, as a person who is not vaccinated, who did not take a single COVID-19 vaccine, why isn't there a research done 3 years in now comparing the immune systems of those who got the first dose, the second dose, and the third dose, and the aftermath, and the latency periods, in comparison to how the non-vaccinated are faring right now? We have a society that is chronically ill in winter season, and it is not the unvaccinated.
I saw her the morning before she went and got the vaccine, and she said to me, said, "Dad, I'm just so proud of what I'm doing for the community."
Katie followed the latest advice and had the AstraZeneca vaccine. 10 days later, she was unconscious and in ICU.
I had a call from the senior doctor in ICU, and his opening line was, "Katie will not survive this."
After 3 days in ICU, the family made the heart-wrenching decision to turn off Katie's life support.
People would, say to us, "But how do you know that the vaccine caused her death?" And we'd say, it's actually on her death certificate.
Particularly vaccination. Yeah, vaccination, I'm sorry.
It's not safe and it's not effective.
Heart-wrenching, what many have gone through. We still meet with folks brand new that never met in our lives. Wonderful people who still don't know much of the information that's been shared with many. They've heard some things. They might have saw a few things on social media, but they're having a hard time grasping it because they might have received 1, 2, or 3 of these jabs. And there's just a lot of confusion. And it breaks your heart because you want to tell the truth, and we do. But at the same time, we ask if we could pray for them. And we can send them some support in some form or fashion. It's a destruction that has played out throughout our lives for these years, and I do not want us to forget what they've done to us. Bill Gates is upset that misinformation about these gene therapy shots, they're not vaccines, are stopping and preventing people from taking more, and this is good, we're winning.
COVID has also changed our relationship to healthcare. What does that mean for vaccination hesitancy in developing countries and developed nations?
Well, the misinformation about vaccines and associating certain people like myself or Fauci having malign intent with vaccines, that was most acute in the United States. But the pandemic, which you would have thought, wow, global health research to talking about health, being ready for the next pandemic. You know, when you've got millions of deaths, isn't that, it's sad, it's tragic, but isn't at least there a benefit that health is on the agenda? Sadly, it's a topic nobody wants to talk about because it was painful. You know, it's over. Let's move on from that.
He's having a hard time. And he says, be ready for the next pandemic or plandemic. And again, the reminder is, they put onto our screens day in and day out, everywhere on this earth, they had tickers on the television showing you how many people got COVID, how many people have died from COVID. The emergency rooms were filled. And while the emergency rooms were filled, we had nurses that were going out putting dance routines together because they were bored. And we had videos of people going into emergency rooms filming empty ERs. And we had no reports of ambulances pulling into neighborhoods and grabbing dead bodies all over the world and taking them away. They pushed the fear into all the minds so that they could ensure that people, as sheep, would run to these hospitals and say, please inject me with this poison. They were brainwashed into believing folks like this monster named Bill Gates, this demon-possessed, legion of demons-possessed man, and Fauci demon-possessed as they worship Satan. They came up with a plan to destroy the earth and depopulate the earth. Many are catching on to what they've done. One of those fighters, of course, that we need to share with you would be Mark Charles Bashaw. He was found guilty in a military courts-martial for defying tyrants. Rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God, quote unquote. Were you rebellious to tyrants and obedient to God the last 4 years, plus, plus, plus? Or were you rebellious to God and obedient to tyrants? It's a republic if you can keep it. Mark Charles Bashaw wanted to play this video that he put together, and I have this information, his video, and more in the description box below. He actually got a COVID-19 reprimanded ranks, right? And a patch that represents the courageous men and women who stood and continue to stand against the tyranny set in place due to COVID-19. These are men and women of faith, integrity, and personal courage. Many of these warriors were reprimanded in various ways, such as a courts martial, Article 15's general officer letter of reprimand, letters of counseling, letters of reprimand, general discharges, investigated as national security threats, threatened with jail time, banned from the holiday dinner tables and other forms of disciplinary actions, coercive tactics used against them even after being reprimanded. Some of which lost their jobs, careers, and good name, these brave men and women continue to remain loyal to God and the Constitution. Together we stand in the furnace, not burned, but purified. Mark C. Bashaw and Samuel Sigaloff. So, wanted to show you this video clip of what he endured. Here we go.
This court-martial was convened by order of Major General Robert L. Edmondson II, Commander, United States Army Communications Electronics Command, on 18 January 2022, pursuant to Article 16, Charlie 2 Alpha, UCMJ. The charge has been properly referred to this court for trial and was served on the accused on 18 January 2022. The three-day statutory waiting period has expired. The prosecution is ready to proceed with this arraignment in the case of United States versus First Lieutenant Mark Bashaw. The accused and the following persons detailed to this court are present. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Cohen, military judge. Captain Christopher Genrich, trial counsel. Captain Tanner Jamison, trial counsel. Mr. David Wilson, defense counsel. Ms. Dawn Ubale, defense counsel. And Captain Keon Jackson, defense counsel. Leo Belovko has been detailed reporter for this court and has been previously sworn. All members of the prosecution have been detailed to this court-martial by Colonel Yevgeny Vindman.
And on that clip, he has a, for those listening in, a guy named Eugene Vindman said, proud of the prosecution team at Aberdeen Proving Ground, secured a first-in-the-nation conviction at court-martial of a lieutenant who failed to obey lawful orders regarding COVID mitigation measures. That's what they called it, COVID mitigation measures. And they found him guilty on all three counts. And so this would be
Murray MOS.
Here we go, right here.
To your MOS and your expertise.
Yes, so I've been in the military 16 years. My primary MOS is 67 Charlie, which is a preventive medicine officer. And my primary AOC and technical ability is an entomologist, which is 72 Bravo, the AOC. Primary duties are the investigation and the risk communication strategy of vector-borne disease and other animals and arthropods and vertebrate pests that may affect our soldiers, service members, and other non-battle-related injuries. I was seeing data and had knowledge of data, concrete data, that there were deaths and adverse events happening from EUA products, specifically these experimental emergency use authorized products regarding COVID-19. And to communicate that over to the COVID-19 task force to change the messaging to include that messaging of adverse events and danger and death are possible for the individual who chooses to participate in these products.
So why did you feel a need to, what was the messaging that you were hearing or seeing that you felt was objectionable or not adequate?
Safe and effective.
I know the science behind it. I know how the...
So there's clips that go along with this. You can actually follow it in the description box below, where the, of course, military did all they could to convince folks that these things were safe and effective, and they brainwashed everyone, lied to them, and so much more. And, of course, I like that he put this up here. In 2021, there was 1,100% increase in vaccine-related adverse reactions among active component service members. Many were removed, left the military folks, and hurt and damaged by this. And my hope is that just like we have here from Bashaw, we know how this all ends. God wins. There are but two parties now, traitors and patriots, U.S. Grant, 1861. Defying tyrants, securing liberty, and empowering the next generation to stand upon their unalienable God-given rights. Thank you so much for your service, sir. Mark Bashaw, hopefully all of this plays out and ends up back against the government who has caused so many problems for so many, especially even opening up the borders and causing amongst many of the issues that we have to deal with, the attacks on our children and the trafficking of children, which is the number one reason, I believe, that the deep state is panicking, the evil ones, because I think child trafficking is their number one food source, their monetary source, their drug source. Listen to this.
I'll tell you where they're at. They're in the cartels. The cartels are using them for hard labor and sex trade. And if you don't think so, let me just give you some statistics on child sexual abuse material, CSAM. CSAM is any photo or video depicting a child being raped.
This is Sheriff Mark Lamb exposing the U.S. Department of Homeland Security responsible for creating the app to import illegal migrants.
Or naked. So in 2014, we had 4 million reports of CSAM, 4 million, to the NCMEC, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. 4 million reports of that. So that means people called and said, hey, this image, this, whatever, 4 million times. That's a lot. Last year, it was 32 million CSAM reports. 32 million. So don't tell me that these children are not being trafficked in this country. And we have become the biggest place for slavery, and we have been the biggest place for perverse things like child sexual abuse material.
Yeah, we're the number one. The United States of America is the number one consumer of child pornography in the world.
Yes. And the cartels are willing to meet that. And they make a lot of money off of it. And it's continual money. They sell these women over and over again. We had a woman that was coming across the border. We caught her. And she had a baggie full of pills. Which, by the way, 8 of 10 women are raped when they come across. But she had a baggie full of pills.
8 of 10 women are
raped. 8 of 10 women and 50% of gay and trans people are raped by the cartels when they come across. So she had a baggie full of pills, like 50 pills. And we said, what are these pills? And she said, well, when I was going to cross the border, I knew I'd be raped multiple times. These are morning after pills. You know, where do we get as a country to where we put politics in front of people? Because that's what's happening. Because politically, your side says we want open borders. We're allowing 8 of 10 women to be raped as they come into this country, or children to just disappear into back into the hands of the cartels.
No matter where you're...
This all played out on a podcast where Ivanka Trump talks about her and 45s, that's President Trump's insistence on eliminating child and human trafficking in his administration. Pepe Lives Matter says, in my opinion, this is one of the main reasons why you see all the Pedalwood up in arms over Donald Trump's ascendancy to the White House. You saw it in the tweets from people like Chrissy Teigen. Remember, she had hundreds probably of the posts on Twitter when it was Twitter of her delight for pedos, for children. Patton Oswalt and myriad of others. They blatantly promoted child harm and hated Trump simultaneously. Notice how Epstein's Island shut down during Trump's tenure, but remained open during Obama, Clinton, and Bush's war crime sprees. Check this out.
Human trafficking. That's an issue that I didn't go to the White House thinking I would work on, but you hear a story of a survivor, and you can't not want to eradicate one of the greatest evils that the mind can even imagine. You know, the trafficking of people, the exploitation of children. And I think for so many, they assume that this is a problem that doesn't happen on our shores. You know, it's something that you may experience at far-flung destinations across the world, but it's happening there and it's happening here as well. And so through a coalition of people that on both sides of the aisle that I came to trust and to work well with, we were able to get legislation, which the president signed, passed 9 pieces of legislation combating trafficking at home and abroad and digital exploitation of children.
How much of a toll does that take, seeing all the problems in the world at such a large scale, the immensity of it all? Was that hard to walk around with that, just knowing how much suffering there is in the world? As you're trying to help all of it, as you're trying to design government policies to help all of that, it's also a very visceral recognition that there is suffering in the world.
Yeah.
How difficult is that to walk around with?
You feel it intensely. You know, we were just talking about human trafficking. I mean, you don't design these policies in the absence of the input of survivors themselves. So you hear their stories. I remember a woman who was really influential in my thinking, Andrea Hipwell, who she was in college where she was lured out by a guy she thought was a good guy, started dating him. He gets her hooked on drugs, convinces her to drop out of college, and spends the next 5 years selling her. She only got out when she was arrested. And all too often that's happening too, that the victim's being targeted. Not the perpetrator. We did a lot with DOJ around changing that, and but now she's helping other survivors get skills and job training and the therapeutic interventions they need. But you speak with people like Andrea and so many others, and I mean, you can't not, your heart gets seized by it, and it's both motivating and it's hard.
All of this playing out with the legislation that Trump used to combat human trafficking. And it all starts to make sense when you look at these. Allow states and victims to fight online sex trafficking Act of 2017. Protecting young victims from sexual abuse and safe sport authorization Act of 2017. Raise the statute of limitations on human trafficking offenses to 10 years. Trafficking Victims Protection Act of 2017. This is all from President Trump. Amends several laws, authorizes funds in various federal agencies to combat human trafficking. The Department of Homeland Security Blue Campaign Authorization Act. SOAR, SOAR to Health and Wellness Act of 2018. Combat Human Trafficking and Commercial Vehicles Act. No Human Trafficking on Our Roads Act. And Abolish Human Trafficking Act of 2017. Reauthorize the Domestic Trafficking Victims Fund through 2023 and establish additional anti-human trafficking measures across human agencies or federal agencies. Now, all of this is a reminder that these are the children that we're protecting. How about that? These are the things that we have to remember.
We'll also take historic action to defeat the poison of left-wing gender ideology and restore the timeless truth that God created two genders, male and female.
Protecting our children, protecting the future of our children and what they've been taught in schools. And more, and I just can't wait till this all comes to fruition. Laura Bawley, I wanted to share this as we close today. Quote, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. As Americans get together with family and friends to celebrate Independence Day, and I'll just add weekend, it struck me that we are still fighting the same battle today. We have the illusion of freedom, but we are not free. You see, in a world where the basic fundamentals of freedom and liberty were honored, we would not be coerced, mandated, or forced to do anything against our will. In a world where the basic fundamentals of freedom and liberty were honored, there would be no income tax, no levies or duties, no restrictions on where you can travel or why or for how long. In a world where the basic fundamentals of freedom and liberty were honored, we would not need permission from the government to get married or grow food or set up a shop or teach yoga or become a locksmith. In a world where the basic fundamentals of freedom and liberty were honored, there would be no government theft of property, no confiscation nor conscription. There would also be no conditions on free speech, nor the ability to question policies or mandates. In a world where the basic fundamentals of freedom and liberty were honored, the practice of government spying would be abolished. We would not be tracked or traced or controlled. In a world where the basic fundamentals of freedom and liberty were honored, we would thrive in the endless and constant reminder of peace and security without your holy word guiding us day in and day out. Thank you for the comfort that the Holy Spirit provides us as we come to you boldly before your throne, making these requests known to you. You say to come unto you all that are heavy laden and burdened, and you will give us rest. And so we do bring our burdens before you. We do ask as we go through this weekend, the reminder of the independence that was given to us many years ago, I believe, this country, through even evil ones that might have planned some terrible things. You sought forth to provide us a wonderful nation that was a beacon of light to the world, providing so many missionaries, sharing the gospel, translating the word of God, and getting it out to many countries. And I believe that you still have an amazing work left for us, and you're doing an amazing cleaning up process, revealing the wolves in sheep's clothing throughout many of these buildings called churches. And you are doing a cleanup in our amazing, amazing people day in and day out. We ask for continued guidance as we make it throughout each day, that we would be used by you to just speak a word of comfort to those who need it, pray for those who need it, and so much more. You're an amazing God. We ask for continued protection over our lives, over those on the front lines, over those that suffered in the military, you know them, and those that are suffering with this the after effects of this poison that was put into the bodies, that there would be a healing process and it would come soon. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in over this amazing Independence Weekend. We ask that you hit that follow and subscribe button and share and hit that like button. We'd really appreciate that support. And we covet your prayers as we continue to move forward. We got another event coming up next year that we're putting together. Can't wait to make that announcement for many in the United States. And it's going to happen right in an amazing, amazing place. And I'll share more of that with you in the future as we set forward with that. For now, I just wanted to say happy Independence Weekend from LT, saying Semper Fi. With them, we know. Signing out.